Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. One year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Space Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. You can't do that. And it's Monday. I hope that you all had a great new year, a great holiday. We're back. We're kicking off 2020 Gore in a big way, obviously. You heard our interview with Caitlin Bristow last week. We hope that you all enjoyed that.
The one true goat.
2020 Gore, I think. This is just a prediction. We're going to see one Nicholas Vial either on our show or we're on his show. That's my goal for 2020 Gore.
I mean, we already got the GOAT. That's the top of the line.
Look, I'm not disputing that. Caitlin Bristow is one of the greatest players of all time, and I'm humbled to have gotten to talk to her.
Now we need Taylor Swift.
We're going to get Taylor Swift? All right, fuck it.
That's the next level, baby.
I'll figure out how to do it.
Taylor, we know you're a fan. Yeah. Just come on already.
But today, what we got for you, it is Monday, of course. We're getting back into the swing of things. We're going to have Bachelor Mondays very soon. So stay tuned. I believe tomorrow we're doing our first Instagram breakdown of the rookies for Joey, the unblinking Grazia Days season coming up. This man never closes his eyes. You will never sneak up on him.
Are you sure? Maybe he just like goes to sleep with his eyes open.
I don't know about all that. Maybe. I don't know. But we are going to be kicking off that season very soon. But today, what we have for you is a very special digging deeper. We're going to go through a bunch of the clips that almost made it into main Digging Deeper episodes last year, but didn't quite. These are all super valuable clips, but for whatever reason, in whatever week they came out, they didn't quite make
the
cut. Too many clips. So we're going to go through some of the best ones here. This is kind of a tribute to the year that was Opto 2023 as we head into 2020 Gore. Are you ready, Pace Case?
Yes. For the record, I would say I think 2020 Gore has already been accomplished that we had Caitlin on. And we had a Mandrell Bowers engagement on The Golden Bachelor.
You ain't seen nothing yet. our influence over the game in 2020 Gore, all I can say is it will be more than it was in the prior year. I can say only that.
All I can say is there's not going to be my face in that mansion toilet.
That's finally, I've done it. My long lost goal finally achieved. I've been living in the mansion toilet during Grazia Day season. No, I have not. Skaboulian would never allow it. Now, are you ready to start this digging deeper? Here we go. This is
Digging Deeper.
All right, our first clip comes to us from Hey Dude, the 90s called with guest Jerry O'Connell. You might have heard of him. He is the brother of
Spit take.
Charlie O'Connell, who was the bachelor in season 7 of our beloved game. This clip is from February 2nd of last year, and in it, the Charlie's season is discussed as why it was difficult for the entire family. Here we go.
Going through that season of The Bachelor was insane for my family. It really, I'm sorry to say this, it was kind of a terrible experience.
I was going to say, Jerry, it had to have been horrible because
you were there every step of the way. And I told you everything, Christy.
You told me everything. I mean, I have
Why was it so horrible?
Because, you know, this is before, look, this is a 90s podcast. This is before they had like mental health rules and everything. And I can't speak on behalf of my brother, but, you know, it is in my opinion that he went a little bananas doing that. Like, you really buy into it. You know, he bought into it. He thought it was, he was isolated from us. He was in a world where he was convinced it was the most important thing. And I'm sorry, Christine. I'm sorry, Bachelor Nation. Bachelor. Chill
it's
out.
Not.
This is a unique insight into, I mean, literally one of the most important seasons in history. For those who don't remember, Charlie O'Connell's season was shot in New York. It was the first one that was shot outside of Los Angeles. That alone was a huge thing for the franchise. They put all these women up in like an apartment together, and Charlie would come over to the apartment, or no, he would call to the apartment and be like, "Hey, put Susie on the phone. We're going on a date today." Do you remember that?
I mean, it's the greatest Bachelor season ever. I think, or he's one of my favorite bachelors.
Yeah,
so
me too.
I kind of regard this as blasphemy.
You had the first, what essentially were first impression roses. He had to do speed dates with all the players in a big hotel room on what was the equivalent of a night one. They weren't at the mansion, so there were no limo exits, none of that. He had to just go in this hotel ballroom, and one by one, the players would come up and talk to him in just kind of a hallway, and they had 2 minutes and a literal timer.
It wasn't the hotel hallway.
Was on the fucking screen. It was. And they had 2 minutes to like impress him. And there was one player whose name I now forget, and he had 2 roses to give out to whoever impressed him the most. And there was one player who did what we consider to be a tot, because she came in and she took off her sweatsuit, and underneath it was a bikini, and she got a rose for that, I remember. And I forget who he gave the other one to, but that was also the season that had the first one-on-one date roses. And the very first one-on-one date, that player did not get the rose. He did not give it to her, and she was eliminated. It was a rose or goes kind of scenario on those, as it is now too on the one-on-one dates primarily. But
the way that they chose group dates also was just like whoever could get to the car first. It was a very chaotic season.
It wasn't, I mean, it kind of was that. It was like, you guys figure it out. We're going to go shoot pool. I need 6 of you. Yeah. Whoever wants to go. It was like that. But there was also, I remember one that did have, it was a group date that had all the women who were supposed to be on it, and somebody stowed away. Another player just kind of like was like, fuck it, I'm going too. And they had no way to stop it. So even the producers back then had like almost no control over that season. It was just a fucking wild free-for-all. But to hear this from Jerry O'Connell, who is the more famous brother of Charlie, he's been in a bunch of movies and TV shows and stuff, to say that it was like hard on the whole family because they take this person and they cut you off from them. They just isolate them. It is sad, but it's like, that's still what they do. That part of the game has not changed. The isolation. All right, let's move on. We have three clips now coming to us from an episode of the most dramatic podcast ever. That's DLP's podcast, or sorry, DLH's podcast. Oh, they blend together to me a little bit now.
How dare you? After what we saw last night at the Golden Bachelor wedding, DLH could not.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you there, but DLP did not seem not sinister to me. At any rate, this is from the most dramatic podcast ever from last October 22nd, 2023. The guest was Cheryl Burke. We got three clips. In this first one, we're hearing about when DLH got rid of.
This is just, I can't believe what is going on. We get Charlie O'Connell slander, DLP slander. I just woke up.
Slander? What's slander, Charlie O'Connell? All right, let's listen to this first clip. Here we go.
When I got rid of the Bachelor world, it's something I've been a part of for 20 years.
I can't.
So again,
yeah,
it's not positive or negative. It just is what it is.
How is the grieving process, though?
There, you do. It's you
but
go through.
How is yours?
It was difficult. Hard. Because mine was, yeah, you know, obviously, I don't know if you heard, it was a bit of a shit show. It got a little traumatic and it was kind of public.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
Yep. Considering I don't watch TV and I still heard about it, like that is, you know that you're like huge then.
Mine went very public. It got very nasty and got litigious and contentious and all those things.
But how did you, like, was it a shock to the system?
It was a big traumatic experience because I've been doing stuff for 20 years. I kind of thought I was probably going to continue on for a little bit longer anyway. I started to think about, okay, what's next and moving away from the show, but it wasn't time yet. And
how many seasons did you do?
I don't know how many seasons. I'm terrible about that. I did 20 years.
How dare you don't know?
Well, actually, here's the problem. I did 19 and a half years. I wanted to get to 20. My thing was when I get to 20 years, I'm probably going to step away. I'll figure out what this is. But obviously you know, nobody gets to leave typically on their own accord.
DLH here pulling a little WIGROTBW. When I got rid of the Bachelor world, you know what I'm saying? This idea that Dark Lord Harrison had any choice in the matter. He even goes back in the same clip where he's like, I was trying to get to 20 years. Well, then why did you get rid of the Bachelor world? Why didn't you hang on for another 6 months? He makes it sound like it was his choice. When I got rid of the Bachelor world. No, dude. The Bachelor world got rid of you for good reason.
Ooh. Clues. You know, I'm on my year of health, 2024. I'm trying to really focus on that. You know, I've got my career in order. I've got, you know, other aspects of my life, but I eat badly and I take care of myself badly. But that is changing now. I have discovered Lumi. Lumi is a game-changing whole-body deodorant designed by an OBGYN to work not only on pits, but also feet, privates, and everywhere else we get odor. I use their wipes. I use their, they have a traditional deodorant stick, too, which I use. A lovely coconut smell about it. And no matter where you use it, Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day long, all thanks to its one-of-a-kind pH-optimized formula. They have over 275,000 five-star reviews to show for it.
It's baking soda-free. It's paraben-free. It's pH balanced for safe use below the belt. Clinically proven to control odor better than a shower with soap alone. 12 hours after a shower, the average person has an odor level of 6 out of 10. Did you know that?
That's
a
disgusting.
High level. With Lumi, the average odor level is, guess what? 0 out of 10.
Yes.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice. You could get mini body wash, you can get deodorant wipes, whatever you want, and free shipping. And as a special offer for everyone listening right now, new customers are going to get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code ROSES at LumiDeodorant.com. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off the starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use that code ROSES.
Clues. A Mother's Day is coming up.
That's true.
You know, that's one of the most important holidays. We got to honor our mothers. They all went through a lot to get us here into this planet. And the gifts for Mother's Day, they can be a little predictable and boring. Sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. You only need one bathrobe, in my opinion. That's why Aura Frames is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected. They come with unlimited storage. You can share as many photos as you want from your phone to your mom's frame. Not only is she going to be grateful that it's not just another sweater for Mother's Day, she's also going to love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
Or in my case, she gets to see more of my cat, Skaboolian. My mom loves seeing him rolling around, playing with his toys, doing whatever, and I can upload as many images of him as I want every day, and my mom gets to see them in her Aura frame and then text me about it for all the rest of the day.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Everybody listening to Game of Roses can save on that perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ROSES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Clues. I quit bras during the pandemic. I said no more. They're not comfortable. I'm being comfy as a lifestyle. And I couldn't picture a bra that would exist that I would want to wear. But today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. They don't have underwire. They don't have bulky fabrics. And they are so soft. Basically feels like a second skin, which is the only type of bra I will be wearing in the year of our gore, 2024. Mm-hmm. I got the crossover bra, the black runway one. It has this cute like mesh that adds peekaboo mesh that adds this very sexy touch. So it's like, doesn't look like it's, you know, a comfortable bra, but it is. And I guess I'm a bra person again, it turns out.
Well, congrats, Pace Case. I know it's a big step for you. Right now, you can treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/roses. Use that exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/roses. After you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support Game of Roses and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. With respect.
Yeah, he definitely paints it as you know, it's not a firing.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I gotta say, I am grateful for this podcast because it's like disgruntled ex-host is like the best character ever.
It's beyond hilarious to me. And we know that Dark Lord Harrison has had some, I don't know if this is still in effect or not, but he had some project that he was actively developing for him to host that was another network reality show, probably a dating show. I don't know. We may never know. It may never see the light of day. He may be
still in development.
Yeah, development forever. I just don't think a network's going to let him come back. And I also don't know, like at a certain point, you reach this threshold like where it's like, how valuable is he really to any show? He seems still, in my mind, more detrimental than valuable. And I don't know if his value ever exceeds the detrimental element of potentially having him attached to your thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, did his reach extend outside the Bachelor world? I guess he was hosting Millionaire.
Yeah.
So maybe there's some millheads who want him on something.
I guess. But I'm just like, I don't think so. I don't know. Unless he himself personally puts together a project and is like, I'm the executive producer, creator, and host of this, and somehow pushes that through the machine. Unless that's the case, I just don't see anyone hiring him as a host. There's just no benefit in it. When you've got a million other people to choose from, and he's like antiquated at this point anyway, when you've got like the Dark Lord's Lachey, what they're doing with Love is Blind, you know, it seems to me that's the direction you want to go. They're a little younger than him.
I mean, Lachey was talking the ball drop in LA.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know.
That's literally the year of Nick Lachey.
It's a Dark Lord Seacrest kind of job that he's doing. You never saw, I don't think you ever saw DLH hosting like a New Year's event on a,
I don't think so,
a major network. Maybe he was part of one though. I could see when The Bachelor was like at its height. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe a more local station.
All right, let's move on to this second clip from the same episode. This clip has Cheryl Burke talking about how she was almost the Bachelorette, except for one person who had some influence over that decision. Here we go.
So promises were made to Cheryl Burke many times over. I know they were made to you about The Bachelor and Bachelorette and being on that
People
show.
People are still talking about it. Yeah.
I know. So
Wait, I heard you block that. Did you not?
No.
Oh, I thought you did that.
They put that on me?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, like I have that much power.
Someone said to
like
me.
Like I have the power to decide kidding, who the Bachelor Bachelorette is.
No, I think they blamed it on you. Absolutely.
That's funny. But it's also the beast that we work for, right?
But why?
It's Hollywood. It's this business. Because they are just as scared. You know, everybody has a boss and those people are scared to death. And so it's just.
So everyone's living in fear.
Yeah. And so they love being around the talent. They love being around the stars and they love to make promises, right? They get to walk in the room. They get to be the star of that room full of stars.
I got to say, I don't know if DLH was responsible for Cheryl Burke not being the Bachelorette or not, but what he's saying about Hollywood and how it works, 100% accurate. 100% accurate. The whole industry is run on fear.
Is run by the beast.
It is run by
Hannah Beast.
Hannah Brown runs Hollywood. No, it's run by a handful of the presidents of these companies. Whoever's at the top of Disney, of Warner Brothers, of whatever, that person rules by fear. Every executive under them is afraid to lose their job because these jobs, by and large, are very cushy, especially when you get up in those top level development executives, your heads of production, your VPs of development, all this kind of shit. These people are making shitloads of money.
You got your millions of dollars.
That's right. These people are making insane amounts of money and their job is literally to take meetings with writers and actors and directors all day and give their thoughts on how these writers, directors, and actors should be doing their job. So when a project gets made, when it gets greenlit through their decisions, and that project fails, the person at the top of the pyramid says, what the fuck? You made a bad product. And then they say, no, it wasn't me. We had this star, this writer, this director. We focus tested it. We did everything right. It's not on us. Don't fire me. That's how the whole business works. And so what DLH is saying here is accurate. When she's coming to him and saying, well, why would they have told me you were the one that made that decision? And he's like, because they all don't want to get fired. They don't want to have to tell you that they made the bad decision or that they made a decision that pissed you off. So they're going to put it on somebody who has no power in the situation.
Oh, it's out of my hands, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I remember asking for a raise and they're like, this is all we could get.
Yeah.
And it's like, you didn't even ask.
Of course. I mean, I've been in multiple situations where kind of blame is deferred or like responsibility is deferred in this industry.
Yeah.
And the worst part of it is, at least to me, this was always the worst part when I would like sell a TV show. I remember the first year that I made a pilot at CBS. It was this pilot called Waiting to Die. I did it with my friend Will Sasso. It was a premise kind of loosely based on Us. It was like versions of us in this show as roommates, kind of degenerate assholes who like didn't want to have any responsibilities in life. And what can they do to put forth like the least amount of effort to kind of just get through life? That was the premise of the show. We shoot this pilot and it had, at the time, TJ Miller was in it, Josh Gad, Sarah Wright, Jillian Bell, people who would explode after this.
You got Gad.
We got Gad. He was hilarious in it. And at one point, they were like, we're going to pick this up for mid-season, start meeting with writers to put your writer's room together. And we were like, holy shit, we got a show on the air. Then a month passes and just unceremoniously, our showrunner gets a call and then he calls us. Yeah, they're not doing it. And that's it. Throw it in the trash. It's done. Then 3 months later, you're in a room looking at the people who made that decision, pretending like you don't care that they made that decision so that you can try to sell them a brand new show that's about something else. And there's never an apology. There's never anything. It's just like, that's the way it is. Fuck you very much. So I understand what DLH is saying here, actually. That's all to say that.
I love a disgruntled man.
Yeah. Hollywood's a fucking hard place. And DLH is right about it.
I mean, look, I've been pivoting. Yeah. Podcasting. Here I am.
Yeah.
I'm a voice actor now.
That's right.
It turns out.
I will also say, though, DLH is kind of talking out of both sides of his mouth at once here. It's either when I got rid of the Bachelor world or I had no power. It can't be both. You can't say I'm the one who made the final decision and I had no power to make the decision. It doesn't make sense.
The executive producer thing was just a title.
Yeah.
You know, I was an executive producer on that.
Exactly. You never hear me saying, you know, I was the one who called CBS and said, don't pick up my show. All right. Let's move on. We got one more clip from this most dramatic podcast ever. In this one, we learn that DLH stopped Cheryl from being the Bachelorette. You're going to want to hear this. Here we go. If you want to hear this clip and every other clip on this Digging Deeper and all of our Digging Deepers, and you want to get into Clues Corner and you want to get into Pace Case's Palapa, and you want to join us for our live shows that are going to be at 4:30.
Ad-free episodes.
And we do live shows at 4:30 p.m. PST. That's half an hour before our beloved game starts every Monday. And our beloved game is just about to start up on January 2nd again. If you want all that, just join us at patreon.com/gameofroses in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the 7-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.